Hello, and welcome back to the XL Podcast. Today, we are joined with your host, Gavin, and me, the other host, Gabe. And we just want you guys to relax, sit back, you know, grab a popcorn, maybe even your Nintendo, and just listen to the love story we're about to unfold on you. Right, Gavin?
Heck yeah. Heck, you can just put us on for some background noise. Who cares? Do your laundry. Whatever. We're all for it. Yeah, we're excited for today. Have some pretty awesome news. We had a good last week. Gabe had a phenomenal last week. Gabe, how was your week last week? Please tell us about it.
Real good, baby.
Why was it so good?
Let's just say I took care of business.
Took care of business.
I don't know how Leah would feel about me saying that, but
I guess I'll find out when she hears this.
Yeah, but proposed to my forever girlfriend.
Round of applause, everybody.
Thank you.
For all of our listeners, please snaps. Clap. Yeah, little snaps. Please clap for Gabe. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah. Decided to make Leah the future Mrs. Oldham.
Heck yeah, lock dude. It in. Lock it in.
Exciting. Exciting, huh?
Very exciting.
I still can't even believe it, I'll be honest.
It's kind of surreal, that first week of being engaged. You're like,
At the same time, though, nothing's different at the same time.
Yeah, it is. I mean, now you're planning for a wedding, but I think that's kind of maybe why it feels surreal, is like nothing has changed. Like, it's just went, the title of for Leah, well, and you, it's no longer boyfriend, and like, this is my fiance, right?
Mm-hmm,
like that's right. The only thing that's really changed, but I think something about right. That makes it feel surreal, like, oh, nothing's changed, but there's a new name to it.
I don't know, that's maybe, the other part,
maybe that's new what name. It is.
I keep slipping up though. I'm always like, oh yeah, my girlfriend, and then after the conversation I'm like, no, not girlfriend, fiance, crap.
Yeah, is Leah like, does Leah get on you about that, like, I'm your fiance?
No, because she says the same thing too. This is my boyfriend, wait, no, my fiance.
Yeah, me and Carly did the same thing.
Yeah, for but sure. I feel like part of the reason why it's not any different was because, well, we were talking about getting married, and we were like, well, are we going to get married in before or after the upcoming basketball season? Because I would not have any time
right. To
get married and be able to go on a full week honeymoon. Like, that's just impossible during yeah. The season.
Right.
So it's like we'd either have to get married before the season or after. And we were like, dang, after the season just seems like so far away, like...
For sure, like especially year, like when you know when you're like talking year. About doing it, just get it done.
Exactly. Like at that point, we were already kind of like leaning towards it. Like I guess I couldn't say 100% at that time that I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna marry Leah. But I was like, let's just say like 95% sure, you know.
Oh, for sure.
I guess the only missing piece was I just hadn't prayed about it. So
yeah, I do want to say so. Me and Gabe, it was funny. Me and Gabe were playing Rocket League. Probably within the last month, I'd say probably more towards the month ago side, but Gabe just goes randomly, we're not talking about Leah, we're not talking about my engagement, my wedding, my marriage, we're not talking about anything about love even. And Gabe just goes, I think I'm gonna marry Leah, is that weird? We're playing Rocket League. Because I think I'm gonna marry Leah, is that weird? And I go, no, I think that's a great idea. Because for context, our family loves Leah. It's been nothing but good reviews on Leah. First time my dad and mom met Leah when they went down there was like, she's so cool, she's so fun, she's easy to talk to. We obviously went down to go see Gabe play basketball for his championship for his region and hung out with Leah then. She was awesome. Heck, her, my wife and her have been texting and sending messages to each other, like had already become friends before we even went down. So been nothing yeah, but
before they had even met in person.
Great reviews about Leah. So that's first context. My family loves Leah. We're so excited for her to be about the family or be a part of the family. So obviously I'm like, yeah, I think it's a great idea. We love Leah. We've only met her once, and I thought, no, she's a great person. And then I did ask Gabe, I was like, do you know her ring size and what kind of ring she wants? And Gabe goes, yes. I go, well, that's not weird. There's only one reason for a dude to remember that answer. So I was like, there you go. Okay, so...
I don't even remember what was going through my head when I asked you that question.
Who knows? Because it was the most random question you... we were, like, I think it was almost like there's like, a dead silence, and then Gabe just like broke the silence by just saying that, blurted it out. I was like, all right, cool, dude. Clearly, cool. Getting married to Leah was on his mind. He was excited about it. I'm sure he'd been thinking about it for a while, so it was on his mind, which is a great thing. He's excited about it. So tell us kind of the planning of it, you know, kind of did plans change? Like, oh, I wanted to do this, but then I wanted to do this. Like, how did you eventually get to the final, this is what's happening? Tell us all about that.
Well, it was kind of interesting. I'll kind of like back it up a little bit before I even was like planning a proposal. We like decided that we were going to get married in August. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty short time. Like right now it's what, May 7th. And so this probably started like 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. We made the ultimate decision to get married in August. We were like, oh yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
And so that's like 3 months from April 3rd. Or no, that's 4 months from April 3rd. I don't know, whatever. But we were like, oh shoot, we need to get like plan pictures, this, that, this. Yeah. And so it was kind of interesting because the process we were doing things was like Leah was already planning a wedding and I hadn't even like proposed yet, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was just funny because like she had already picked a venue before I had even proposed yet. And so, it was just so weird because, it felt like I was like, I feel like I'm not supposed to plan this stuff until I take care of this first step, like take care of business.
That's usually the order.
But that's how it had to happen because of the short time limit we gave ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we know Gabe's going to propose. Like, that's not a question. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it here in the next 2-3 weeks. So blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing is I went up to Leah's mom's house. Shout out Annie. Went up to Annie's house.
Question.
To,
Speaking of parents, did you go the like traditional route? Did you ask permission to propose to Leah? You did?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'll get to that. I want to hear that part too.
So I go to her mom's house and I had to pick up my car. That's literally the only reason I was there. But conveniently Leah was working and I was there alone, and I'm usually never alone with Leah's mom. So she like comes over to me, she's like, hey, I heard you might need a little help planning a proposal, and I was like, I need a lot of help. I'm not from Tucson.
That's a good point.
I haven't been on a single hike with Leah here. And I don't know like any way I'm going to get Leah there without her being suspicious. Cause like I said, I've never been on a hike with Leah, so I couldn't be like, oh Leah, let's go on this out to the desert, middle of nowhere, but make sure you're dressed up and pretty.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Right.
Because, like, my plan was, like, two things. Leah had to look good, because she'd be pissed if she didn't look good. And
for sure.
Two, it had to be a pretty location. And then three, it had to be a surprise. If I met those three things, then it was great, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what the focus was. I wasn't worried about, like, having a sign and, like, all these decorations. It was like, no, just, like, a pretty landscape.
Yeah.
Leah's dressed up, and it's a surprise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I said, though, Leah said that this is Leah's words that I'm about to say, though, but she's like, me and Gabe, or me and Leah are like just an old grandparent couple. We don't do anything. We just have a routine that we stick to. It's like she gets off work, we go to the gym, we lift, we go home, eat dinner, maybe hang out, watch a movie or something, and then I go home, and we go home and go to bed. Like, it's like, that's the rinse and repeat every day. We don't ever go out to dates, out to dinner, like that. So she said herself to her mom, she was like, if Gabe did anything, I would know it's happening. Like, it's going to be impossible to plan a surprise.
Right.
So, you know, made this whole plan up. I was like, okay, I'm going to start pump faking Leah. You know, hit her with a little pump fake jab. You know, hit her with a little jab or something. Get her off her defense. Get her off her toes on the defensive side.
Yeah.
Basically, what I'm saying is just, like, start taking her out to dates, making her randomly just dress up for weird things. Just to have her think,
like, aware.
Yeah, just make her think like, oh, this could be when Gabe's going to propose, but then it's actually not, you know what I mean? So that she stops being so aware of it, you know?
Normalize it,
Normalize it, exactly. And then on top of that, I was going to like plan a fancy dinner at a fancy restaurant here called the Ritz-Carlton, plan a dinner here like a week in advance, and she'd be thinking like, oh, that's when he's going to do it for sure. Like, he's going to do it when we go to the Ritz. Like, why else would he go to this fancy, expensive restaurant?
Yeah.
So that was the plan, to get her off their toes, to make a surprise. now, pretty location. And he goes, let's go over to my sister-in-law's house. She's got a hike in her backyard. It could be a perfect, like, get her in the desert without her being super aware. It'll be like a casual way to get her in the desert. So we go over there. I go on this hike with Leah's mom, which is hilarious. Like, it was funny because I'd never spent this much time alone with Annie. And so
you're spending like, this whole like afternoon with Annie?
No, I spent the whole day with her. She picked me up at like 11 a.m. because I was supposed to pick my car up at 1 p.m. But the car got delayed because the mechanic had problems. So I literally spent with her all the way from like 11 until Leah got off work, which is at like 6 o'clock. So I lived with her all day.
I love it.
Yeah, didn't even end up picking my car because the mechanic. So. Right, didn't even end up picking my car because the mechanic said that he needed to keep it. So
that's so funny.
I literally went up there just to plan the proposal. Really,
I love
so,
it.
So yeah, go on this hike, pick a spot. I'm like perfect. I'm like, here you go, Annie. This is right where I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna kneel right here. And then it was at her aunt's house, Leah's aunt. And so the plan was essentially to get over there, like have a dinner over there on a Sunday, because we always go to Leah's mom's house for dinner on Sundays. Yeah. So it was like, it's kind of part of that like routine. Like she wouldn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
And then it'd be at her aunt's house. So she'd like dress up on her own. You know, I wouldn't have to be like, hey, you should dress up for this. Like she'd dress up on her own.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the plan would be like, oh, let's go on a walk and then just walk up the trail and then boom, you know?
Heck yeah.
That didn't work out because of complications with it, Sundays and planning and stuff like that. So I was like, well, shoot, how am I going to be able to get over to her aunt's house without it being suspicious? Because the dinner is really the only way we're going to get over there.
Right.
So then, long story short, it was a lot of like back and forth, like, oh, we could do this, we could do this, we could do this, you know? Trying to like, because think about it, we're all worried that like Leah is going to know something's up. She'll be like,
yeah, the second.
Oh. Yeah, you know, so we're all trying to figure out what's the most nonchalant, casual way to get her over there.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, long story short, we come up with the plan that Johnny and Adriana, Leah's friends and roommate, are going to go with us. And I was going to have them hide to, like, capture it, like, the way that you did it, you know, with yours.
Yeah.
But they decided that they wanted to just follow us up behind us, but just kind of like sag off a little bit. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, as long as we get on camera, I really don't care how we do it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's going to be a surprise. As long as it's on camera, I don't care. You know, but I was like, but make sure you're sagging off because I don't want you hearing what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was the plan. Oh, sorry. I skipped the part of how we're going to get to the aunt's house. Earlier, before they had chosen a venue, we suggested to go there to do the venue there just for cheaper reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But Leah already picked a venue, so we're like, well, shoot. So then we told the aunt, like, hey, just be annoying and say, oh, we just got our backyard done. I'd love for you to just come take a look at it.
Okay.
And Leah's mom was like, oh, yeah, like, just be nice and go take a look. Like, don't be rude. She just got her backyard done, you know? Like, just go be nice and look at it.
Yeah.
And so that was the plan.
Okay.
And then, right, we'll be there. Then we'll be like, let's take a walk. And conveniently, Johnny and Adriana, like, without planning this, they had already gone on that hike that we were going to go on. So they were supposed to mention the hike. And they were like, oh, let's just go check that out while we're waiting. And then go up there, blah, 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 propose. So the day of. Dun, dun, dun.
Hold on. You skipped the part of talking to her parents.
Oh, you're right.
Okay. I'm so curious about this part.
So the week that I knew I was going to do it, I was like, okay, I got to go talk to her dad.
Yeah.
So it was like a Monday. I just texted her dad. I was like, hey, when can I come up? He was like, yeah, come up, you know, come up this day, whenever. I came up there in the morning. It was like 10 a.m. Pull up there. I was a little nervous. Like, not crazy nervous, but, like, it's a standard, like, never done this before, don't know what's going to happen, little, like, anxiousness, you know?
Yeah.
But Tim, Leah's dad, Tim, I like Tim. He's way cool, so it's not like, I wouldn't say I was worried. I wasn't worried at all. I was just, like, you know, just the kind of, like, new activity, kind of nervous. Yeah.
Got a little jitters, it's all right. It's normal.
Were you nervous when you talked to Carly's dad?
1,000%.
1000%. Yeah, it wasn't that bad, but it was nervous for sure. Like, it wasn't bad. It was just a little bit right there in the gut, just a little bit back there, you know? So, yeah, I talked to her dad. We chit-chatted with the mom for a little bit, and then he was like, well, let's go outside, and we go sit under their patio outside. And he's like, well, Gabe, what do you want to talk about? Like,
as if he doesn't know.
I know. In my mind, Tim, like, come on, Tim. Bro, we both know what this is about.
Yeah.
I'm dating your daughter. You know, you're the father of your daughter. You know, see
where
I'm going
with
this. We've
picked a venue. You know what's happening.
We've already picked the venue. I haven't even talked to him yet.
You know what's going on.
Yeah, he was like, so what's up? And I was like, well, I've been dating your daughter, blah, blah, blah. You know, what can I marry Leah? And I am not going to lie. I thought, part of me just thought he was going to be like, yeah, you know, I think you're a respectful young man. Sure, let's do this. Because of like things I heard from Annie that she talked about Tim, blah, 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 you know. So I assumed that he was just going to be just like nonchalant about it, be like, sure, you know, no big deal. Cause, I'm not saying he's like rude or anything like that, but he's like an easygoing like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, I'm trying to say that it's not like I didn't think that he didn't care about Leah, so he's not gonna have a real conversation with me. But I just thought like he'd be nonchalant.
Yeah, you've spent time with him. You figured he'd just be like, yeah, I know who you are for sure.
Right.
I get
it.
Yeah.
But then he goes, which this is a little bit of a little left hook on me. I was like, oh shoot. he was like, well, before I answer that question, I kind of had a couple questions for you myself. And he was like, well, how did you, tell me how you met Leah and then tell me the story of you guys, kind of like how you fell in love with her. And so I kind of told him, you know, about how I met her, our first date, you know, when I decided that I like wanted her to be my girlfriend and kind of when I decided I love her. And then he asked me, well, after that, he said, well, how did you know you want to marry her? And same thing, you know, I kind of told him about my thought process behind it. And, you know, I take like girls dating and all that, like that's probably the hardest decisions I've ever made in my life. No, okay. I shouldn't say the hardest decisions. Those are the decisions that like I overthink the most.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me some complicated decision, like you have A or B, you know, save your wife, but kill three people, or save three people, kill your wife. I'm like, I'm saving my wife, kill three people. Easy. You know, like it's not a hard question for me. Other people be like, oh no, this is life or death, you know?
Yeah.
For most decisions, I'm like, bang, like lock it in, I'm done.
Yeah.
With like asking Lee to be my girlfriend and then also like deciding that I wanted to marry her. I'm sitting there going, like, I'm just thinking about it like, oh, I don't know. Like I just overthink it so hard.
Yeah.
And I told him that like, I didn't take this as something light where I'm just like, sure, I want to marry Leo. This could be fun. Like, this is a really important decision to me.
Yeah.
And then I told him about when I prayed about it and just how, like, I had that peace. And I had, like, all those worries. Like, those worries went through my brain, but I didn't feel anxious or doubtful, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's almost as if, like, Satan or, like, just my subconscious was kind of, like, just, like, naturally or by habit flowing those thoughts. Yeah. But none of them were actually worrying me. It was just kind of like in and out. And I was just like calm about it, really. And confident. That's a good word to put. Confident about the decision to marry Leah.
For sure.
And so I told him that. And then I was like, okay. So I was like, ready? I was like, okay, you going to tell me yes? No, bro. He kept going with these questions. I was like.
He's a good dad. Oh,
but before that, though, he like brought his notebook out and put it on the table. I was like, can't be good.
The notebook's out.
He brought a notebook. I was like, can't be good.
Yeah, that's good. I love that.
And, but then he asked me, you know, if I'd want to marry myself, in a sense, you know, or if, like, I'd want my daughter to marry the man that I am, someone like me, yeah.
That's a good question.
And then he asked me what resolution looks like for me, you know, like when I get in an argument or fight, what does it look like for me, like, resolution, which I like that answer, that question. And then he asked me what's the biggest thing about Leah that scares me and what's the biggest thing about Leah that excites me.
Mm-hmm.
you know, like inner. And I like that question. That was a good one too.
Yeah.
And then I think that was it. At the very end, he just told me how much he loves his daughter, how special she is to him. And
yeah.
he told me, like, hey, this is, like, a forever thing. This isn't just, like, you know, you're not, like, up to this point in your life, everything you've done has been very temporal, you know.
Yeah.
Even, he told me, he's like, even your mission, you know, like, you could have come home.
Right.
Yeah, he's like, and it was only 2 years.
Yeah.
He's like, everything in your life's been temporal. He's like, this is forever. This is eternal. And, like, if you're committing to do this, then I expect you to do this.
Yeah.
And I really like that, you know. It was just...
Yeah.
It was...
Respect.
I don't want to say it was, like, scary, but it put the responsibility in a bigger... in the better picture for myself, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just, like, getting a wife and, like, going to have a best friend to live with my best friend. It's, like, I have a responsibility to take care of her forever now.
Yeah, because that's been
it's a lot
her dad's role her whole life, and he's now handing that responsibility over to you. I'm sure as – I mean, obviously, me and the one of us have kids, right? But I'm sure as a – is Leah his only daughter?
He's got two daughters, including Leah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even then. I'm sure for Tim, I'm sure that's a – I mean, it's his first daughter he's sending on her way, you know. Is she the oldest?
Yeah, she's the oldest. This is their first kid getting married.
First kid getting married. So, like, even harder for Tim, I'm sure. It's like, this is his first daughter he's, you know, sending off on her own way. And he's been – he's had that role of protector and provider for the last – how old is Leah? 22? How old are you guys? 22?
Yeah, 22. 22, yeah.
That's 22 years. And now he's like – all right, Gabe, time to step up to the plate, dog. Like,
right, exactly.
And so
he told me he was like,
I'm sure it's hard.
Yeah, he told me, he said, I've been thinking about you for the past, you know, 22 years.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, what? But then as he further started talking, after I said the initial, like, what in my mind, I understood what he was saying, you know, yeah. It was like thinking of me, of who's going to marry his daughter.
Right.
And he just said, you know, and it was really cool to hear him talk about, you know, like, to see him talk about Leah like that, like, how important she is to him and how special, you know, kind of, like, I don't know, made me love Leah even more, kind of, like.
Yeah.
And just kind of made me realize, like, even more how special she is and just what a cool person she is.
Yeah.
And so.
I don't know who told it to me, but somebody said to me, it said, when I married Carly was her parents. And they said, and because this was a dad telling me this, so obviously he had some bias to this, but he said her parents, specifically her dad, kind of gave me a wink. I can't remember who said this, but I remember the conversation very vividly. But he just said, her parents are the only people, especially her father, who are ever going to come as close to loving Carly as much as you are going to, or as much as you do love her. Like, they're as close as, I mean, obviously it's going to be a different love. Obviously, because they're her parents and you're her going to be her spouse, right? So it's a different love, but they're the only people who are as close to that level of love as you are with Leah, or in my sense, instance, Carly. And I thought, wow, that's really cool, because, like, you don't really think about it that way. It's like, oh, I love Carly, and, like, those are her parents. But it's like, you know, I'm assuming, because I felt the love from our parents, like, they love us so much and intent. Like, I've messed up so many times. I'm an idiot. I've done stupid things. I've said stupid crap to my mom and my dad. I've messed up 1,000 times. And yet when I'm in trouble or I need help, I go and say, hey, mom and dad, I messed up. Can you help me out? And without a blink of an eye, even though all the stupid things I did to him and all the crap I put him through and even the things I said to him, they don't even think about that. And they're like, well, remember this one time that you called me, you know, this, or you said this to me? They don't hold it over my head. They don't care. They just say, yeah, sure, I'll help you out. What do you need, you know? And so it's like, oh, that's like, that's what where my brain went when that was said to me. I was like, yes, it's different, but also the same. Like, oh, that is an insane love. So, like, yeah, is Carly going to make me upset sometimes? Sure, probably. Is, you know, Carly going to frustrate me? Probably. It's happened, you know? We've been married now almost a year and a half. It's definitely happened. I'm sure I piss off Carly every day. I'm an idiot, so I'm sure she's upset with me half the time, or at least annoyed. But yet, like, that all just withers away because that love is just so intense. And your only care for this person is to take care of them, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I'm sure you seeing that from Tim, like seeing him talk about his daughter that way, I'm sure probably opened your eyes to like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And yeah, it kind of made me realize too, like how much I love her. Like, yeah. Like obviously you're like, I love this girl, you know, like she's special to me, but you don't ever think like, you always think of like stupid, like girlfriend, boyfriend love versus like a parent's love, you know?
Yeah.
But like right now it's like, when it's Tim said it about Leah, I was like, wow, like, I love Leah, you know, like.
That's sick, dude.
Like, I'm willing to, like, yeah, you know, like, I'm willing to change, I'm willing to cut my own arm off, you know what I mean?
Wait till you're in the temple, dude. That was the, like, how you felt in that moment where you're like, wow, I really love Leah. It's like, think about just every cute little thing that Leah does or, you know, every time you feel happy around Leah, like you feel all, it's almost like as if you feel all of that at one time when you're in the temple with your now future wife. Like it's insane. Like I cried. I'm not a crier. I don't want to cry. I'm a tough guy, you know? Like I honestly feel like my body physically can't cry sometimes. Like it takes
that's
a lot.
The way your body is. You just don't
cry. Yeah, it's
cry.
Just like I'll tear up. Like I was listening to a podcast today and kind of teared up because like, oh, that was really sweet. Like I don't lack emotion, right? Like I'm not like this. Like yeah. I'm a macho man. Like cry your eyes out. Don't care. I think men should cry. Go for it. Whatever. It's not a tough guy thing to do. I was in the temple. I bawled in the temple. Like I just cried. So like, and it wasn't like obviously happy tears, right? I'm marrying Carly. But it was that. I think it's just like you feel these like this just like insane happiness and it just hit me and it came out in tears, you know?
Yeah.
So just imagine, cool. Dude, it's going to hit you so hard. It's going to be so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to Tim. Clearly got the approval.
Yeah, he said yeah.
Got the stamp. Got the he stamp from yes. Tim. Sweet. He clearly liked your answers, which is good.
Yeah. And yeah, I like Tim and Annie a lot. They're cool.
I met him once, and I love them. They're awesome.
And I know I said, like, whoa, what are all these questions? But, like, looking back on the conversation, I, like, it was really cool experience. Like, I really liked that conversation I had with him. Like,
for sure.
That was way better than just being like, can I marry Leah? Sure, go for it, buddy.
Sure. And then just leave, yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, I was talking to Leah in the car afterwards, like, down the road, and she was like, oh, yeah, Tim... Because I was telling her about the conversation, she started laughing about when I, you know, like how I just barely said, like, whoa, what are these questions? Because she said that Tim, because he works in Maui, so he flies a lot. Mm-hmm. And so Tim told Leah, he was like, oh, yeah, I was thinking about the whole flight home and I wrote down some questions. He's like, I'm ready.
Good but dad.
Yeah, and after the proposal, I found out, because I told them to keep it a secret about when I talked to Tim, because... If she knows when I talk to Tim, then she'll
know.
She knows
it's coming.
Yeah. It's coming. Yeah. So I said, don't let her know when I talk to Tim because then she won't know at all. Yeah. Well, the day of, Annie sends a picture of me talking to Tim outside, takes a picture and sends it to Leah. And then I think Tim that day texted Leah too. Oh, no. Or it was like the day before and said, hey, I'm going to talk to Gabe tomorrow. Do you have anything you want me to say to him? I was like, guys, what happened to the plan, man?
They're sabotaging, man. I love it.
Yeah, but yeah, no, this is a really good conversation. And then, so yeah, day of, right? So me and Leah she didn't work that day. I didn't have anything going on. And genuinely, my car was having troubles. So I was like, perfect. That's how we'll get up. Because her mom lives 30 minutes away up in Oro Valley.
Yeah.
So it's not going to, and that's where the aunt lives too. So it's not going to be like, oh, let's just go up there for fun. You know, it has to like be like convenient.
Yeah.
But I also needed Adriana and Johnny to be there with us because I wanted them to take the pictures. So I was like, sorry, the night before, I was like, hey, let's go to dinner tomorrow. You know, she's like, okay, where? I was like, well, we're going to drop my car off tomorrow up at the mechanic up there. So let's just go to dinner somewhere in Oro Valley.
Yeah.
She was like, okay, sure. And I was like, and then I was also like, let's bring Adriana and Johnny.
Yeah.
She was like, why?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, just for fun, you know, like, I don't know. Let's just bring them. She was like, what? No. Like, let's just go on a date with just me and you.
Yeah.
And she was like, and then if we were to go on a date with them, why would we go to dinner in Oro Valley? And I was like, and so that night I was like, okay, I'll just let it die, you know, like whatever. Because I couldn't think of anything to say. I couldn't think of like, oh, this is why Johnny Adronic should come and this is why it should be in Oro Valley.
Because they're taking pictures, Leah. That's why.
Exactly. So then the day of, I'm in the car with Leah and I'm like telling her, once again, trying to get to dinner. And I go, let's go to... So I text Adron and I'm like, code red. Like, I can't convince Leah to get you guys up there. Like, it's not working and I don't want to be suspicious.
Yeah.
But then I was like, screw it. I'm pulling the trigger. So I just go, Leah, we're going to Red Lobster and we're bringing Adron and Johnny because I want them to come. I just said that, essentially. She was like, okay. Right. Sounds good. And I just said, like, you know, because I want to hang out with them. Sometimes it's a double date. You know, we don't have to go on a single date all the time. She's like, you don't want to go on a date with me? And in my head, I was like, no, not at all. Like, they're just going to be there to take pictures.
There's a reason for it. Just shut up.
Yeah, seriously. That's what happened. So then we drop my car off. And then we have to hang out at Annie's house for a while. And the plan was to do it at 6. So I told Adrian and Johnny, I said, just pull up to Annie's house just out of the blue and just say you were nearby and just pull up. And then that part was good. And then Annie did her part of being like, hey, before you go to dinner, go look at Megan at the aunt's house. Aunt Megan. Go to Aunt Megan's house. And so we're like, okay, boom, boom. Now it was just, we got to get Leah dressed because she wasn't wearing her dinner clothes yet.
Okay.
And we got to get Adrian and Johnny to come with us to Aunt Megan's house. So in my mind, I was like, I don't know how to do this without being suspicious, you know? Because I knew for a fact if I told her to do anything, she would instantly get suspicious.
Well, it's just carpool. That's what I would say.
Yeah. So.
Come on, Gabe.
I go.
On the fly.
I just get dressed out of random. Because I had like some shorts on, so I like put my pants on, put my shirt on, put my shoes on. And I'm just like hoping that Leah will just notice that I got changed. She'll be like, oh, maybe I should get dressed too.
Can I follow suit? Yeah.
Well, before she changes, Adrian and Johnny pull up at like 6 o'clock. Or it was like 6:05-ish, 6:10. And then we're talking to them, and then I'm outside talking to Johnny. And I'm trying to like act natural and be like, whoa, what are you guys doing here? Like... I had no idea you were coming.
To my girlfriend's house. Parents' house.
Yeah, to my girlfriend's parents' house. Weird. And then all of a sudden, Leah just disappears, and Annie comes out and is whispering to Adriana, and I'm like, oh, no. Did Annie just tell Leah the secret just so that she would go get changed and put makeup on just so that, you know? Because, like, why else would she be whispering to Adriana and, like, not me?
Not talk to you, yeah.
Yeah. So I assumed, I was like, maybe she just told her and didn't want to tell me. I was like, but whatever, I don't care. Like, there's been so much, it was stressful for me to plan this. We'll just say that.
You're like, I just want to get it done.
I was like, I just want to be engaged. Like, whatever.
I get that.
And then Leah just comes out dressed. And then we're like, you know, and it all worked out. We're like, hey, yeah. And then Leah herself was like, hey, John, you want to come with us? We're going to go over to my Aunt Megan's house to take a look at it as a venue.
Perfect.
And they're like, sure, money. So we drive over there. And then the plan was when we drove up there, was for Adriana or Johnny to mention the hike. To mention it, and then I would be like, let's go check out that hike while we're waiting, you know?
Yeah.
Because, the waiting part, sorry, was that Aunt Megan was going to text me like, hey, I'm late, like, can you guys just wait outside for 10 minutes? And we're like, oh, we have to wait, let's go on a walk or something.
Yeah.
So we get there, and Johnny mentions the hike, but there was music on, and I'm in the back seat. I didn't hear him say anything. I didn't hear him say it. And we parked the car, and let me tell you this. We were on a time crunch because we needed the sunset.
Right.
And it was only about, you know, there's only about 20 minutes of good lighting of sunset.
Yeah.
Before pictures don't look good anymore, and it looks too dark or whatever, you know?
Right.
So we're sitting in the car, and I'm just sitting in the back. In my mind, I'm thinking...
You're freaking out, like, guys, we don't have enough daylight.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you know, and Leah says it because she's like, oh, my Aunt Megan said we have to wait outside for 10 minutes, blah, blah, blah. And we're sitting there, And I'm like, Johnny, Adriana, like, someone mention the hike, and I'll do my part. Like, what are you guys doing? And I'm just in the back, just chilling. Adriana, she's in the passenger seat. She opens the door, and she's, like, bending over. She's like, oh, my back hurts. And I thought, I was like, what is she doing? What are you doing? Your back hurts. Like, what? And she's, like, out of the car, just hanging out, just kind of, like, standing there. She's like, oh, my back hurts.
She's like, I'm carrying this conversation.
And I thought to myself, I was like, is that her signal to, like, let's go on a walk to me? Like, what? Eventually, Adriana just, like, pokes her head in and she's like, Leah, you want to go on a hot girl walk? Mm. And Leah was like, sure. And I was like, perfect. Like, perfect. Let's go, you know? And then Johnny and Adriana kind of led the way all the way up to the hike. So I didn't have to, like, persuade much. You know, like, they did everything for me, which was perfect.
Yeah.
You know, because, like I said, I felt like if I did or said anything, then it would be really suspicious.
Solid friends. Good work.
So then, you know, they sag off behind. We walk up. Leah takes a wrong turn because we're like, oh, let's just go. And I'm like, Leah, no, why are you going left? In my mind, like, why are you going left? We got to go straight because the spot's straight. Leah, no, wait, let's go straight. I want to go check out that cactus, like something stupid, you know? So we keep going straight. And then I'm really nervous, by the way. Like, I was nervous. I wasn't nervous. I wasn't nervous at all that day until when Adrian and Johnny showed up. I was like, oh, it's go time. Like, I'm nervous, you know? So I was nervous, and I was so worried about, like, acting normal around Leah so she couldn't tell that I was nervous that I was like, just kind of like in my own little world, like trying to like figure it out, you know,
like stay calm, but you're clearly not staying calm.
And I think that's why I didn't hear Johnny mention the hike in the car, because I was in the back so nervous, just like, okay, like just say, okay, right now say a little joke or something stupid so that she thinks you're normal, da, 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 you know, like I was like planning everything in my head just so so yeah, once we started walking, I was like so nervous. I had this huge box for a ring in my pocket, and I keep thinking, like, oh my gosh, Leah's totally going to see the box. Like, she's going to know.
She clocked it. She knows.
And then we're walking up, and I, like, go in front of her, and I, like, put my hand behind me and, like, hold her hand. And I get, like, really nervous once we get to the spot. Like, I'm really nervous.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't, like, bad. Like, I wasn't shaking. Like, my hands weren't shaking, but, like, my voice was kind of cracking a little bit.
Look at you, because I was trembling.
Really?
When I got down on my knees, I was shaking.
I wasn't shaking, but when I started talking, it was kind of like, my voice was a little... Yeah. But yeah, no, I just like gave Leah a little speech, you know. I was just like told her how much I love her, how important she is to me, and I said, I turn to her and I smile and I go, I love you so much. He was kind of shaking. My voice was kind of shaking. I love it. And I could tell, like, the moment that Leah realized what was happening, I saw it on her face. Yeah. Because she didn't notice for the first, like, few words that I said. But then once I said, like, because I gave her a hug at first, you know, I was like, I love you so much. And she was like, oh, this is standard. And then I go, you know, and I just care about you, blah, blah, blah. I kept going. And then I saw her eyes go, like, kind of like, it's happening. Kind of like, what? And then I got down on one knee and I was like, will you marry me? And guess what she says back to me?
What'd she say?
Gabe, how did you know we were going to be here?
Dude, wait, hold on. Mom told us that. Pause. Mom told us that part. And I go, they're made for each other. Because you know what that exact thing reminded me of?
What?
When I grabbed your butt in Target, we went down to Arizona and you said the exact same thing. You go, how'd you know I was here?
How did you know I was at Target? Oh, you're right.
I go, how do you think I knew you were at Target? Your girlfriend. We just randomly find you in this random Target.
Wait, that's actually so true. That's hilarious.
You guys, when you said that, I said, they're made for each other.
Yeah, Leah goes, Gabe, how did you know you were going to be here? And I go, I say it again. I go, will you marry me? And she goes, how did you know we were going to be here? And I go, Leah, Leah, answer the question. Will you marry me? And she was like, yes. But how did you know we're going to be here? I literally said that. I go, Leah, I planned it all. Like, we were supposed to be here. That was the plan all along.
Oh, that's too good.
And I was so happy, though, because, like, that's how I knew that it was, like, a real surprise, because she thought that we weren't even supposed to be there.
Like, random, yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, this is just a perfect moment to do this. I love it.
And she was like, wait, so we weren't going to look at Aunt Megan's house at all? And I was like, no. That was it was just to get us over here.
I'm trying to get over to the hike. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, and then she was freaking out and stuff. And yeah, it was good.
Me and Carly, so you sent you texted, said, hey, I'm engaged. You sent the videos. We were watching it, and me and Carly were laughing so hard because, like, you can clearly tell, like, now knowing the story, you can clearly see where you're having the conversation of, you know, Leah, answer the question, right?
Yeah.
Like, because she's, like, half bent over while you're on your knee, like, you know, like, all excited. And then you're sitting there, but my favorite part was, like, she says yes or whatever, and then, like, you guys hug. And then, like, you look at each other and, like, hug again. And the only thing me and Carly were saying the whole time was, like, Leah, put the ring on. Get the ring and put it on. Like,
I know.
Like, Carly didn't. Like, when I proposed to Carly, I didn't stand up until the ring was on her finger. She immediately went, like, stuck her hand out.
Put it on.
Put it on. And then we hugged. But it was so funny because we're sitting there, like, hug, look at each other. You hug again, look at each other. And then the ring goes on. It was so funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
But I loved it.
But I was just so glad that it worked out. You know, like, got on video, you know, okay. Got the pictures. Leah's nails were done. Got the sunset. You know, it all worked out perfectly. And I was like, oh, thank goodness. Because trying to plan that thing, it was just like, oh, this, but do this. We should do this. Oh, what about this? You know, it was just like this whole mess. So I was just glad that it was perfectly. Honestly, executed flawlessly.
Beautiful. I won't say flawlessly, but somehow you stumbled upon it.
Well, the goal of it working out, it was perfect. It literally
worked out perfect. Yeah, that's better. It was perfect.
So,
worked out. She was surprised. She was happy. She was ready.
Got the good pictures, all that.
Heck yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned the nervousness because I was gonna ask you about that because me and Dad talked about it a little bit this weekend. You know, like how we're excited for you guys and whatnot, and we were talking about because it was like. I'm sure, obviously, you guys have you knew even more than me and Dad did when we proposed, because you guys had already planned a venue. Like, you had a venue planned. You guys have a date planned, right? I don't know if you had a date set, but you guys are pretty much at least a month. Right? So you had some things already in the works of planning a wedding. So you knew the answer was yes.
Oh, for sure.
But getting down on one knee and asking that question is still nerve-wracking.
It is, bro.
Like, because obviously me and Dad, I would have never gotten down on one knee had I not known the answer to my question, obviously.
Oh, heck, like, no. You would have already asked the question without actually really asking the question.
Again, I knew Carly's ring size. I knew me and Carly wanted to get married. We had gone through all the questions. I know how many kids Carly wants. You know, I love that Tim asked you the fight question, you know, how you resolve conflict and whatnot, because that was a big thing for me. Like, that's, you know, when people start fighting, they don't resolve conflict. That's how a lot of divorces happen, you know? So that was a conversation I had with Carly myself. You know, like, I had all these questions answered. Like, I was ready to go. So I knew and this was very early on in early on in our relationship. And then, like, a year later, I proposed. So I've known these things for a long time about Carly. But still, man, getting down that one knee, I was nervous. Because, like, obviously, I know the answer coming out of her mouth is not going to be no. So I don't know what it is, like, what's so nerve-wracking. Like, I had never been more confident at what somebody else's answer to a question would be.
Yeah, right.
But, like, I have shaky hands, like, as it is. Oh, boy, was it. So where I proposed was on a bridge up in Sundance. Yeah. And it's over this little creek. And there are cracks in this wood bridge. I was shaking so much, I physically was nervous about dropping the ring through one of those cracks into the creek. That's how bad I was shaking. Like, Carly's like this, and I'm like shaking so bad. Like, I was so nervous. And
put the ring on. Please, just put the ring on. Like, come on.
And like you said, you were obviously kind of in your own headspace, like, planning it. So obviously you didn't hear. I'm sure you were nervous the whole time. Like, you got weird and got nervous. I was the exact same way. Like, because, like, our whole ploy was so... Like, a couple days before, like, that same week, I went up to Sundance with Mom and kind of looked at a bunch of different spots kind of around Sundance. And then we planned, okay, Mom and Dad are going to go up a little bit before us. They're going to put up cameras. It wouldn't be weird because Carly's going to come down for the weekend. The ploy was Grandma Bush was out, and we were going to go to a really fancy restaurant. She wanted to go to a fancy restaurant up in Sundance with grandpa and wanted to go out to dinner with all of us. And so we were going to go meet him up there. So my mom had to go pick up Morgan or something. So that's why they left before us, because obviously Carly's spending the night at our house over the weekends because she lived so far away, right?
Yeah.
So that was our like, our whole ploy. So, but I got in the car to drive up to Sundance. Once we hit Provo Canyon, it hit me kind of in the same way.
Oh, for sure.
Like, hit me. I was like,
as soon as it started, like, oh, it's happening.
Like, it's happening. And Carly told me, she's like, you were so weird. She's like, she was like, I wasn't like aware you were going to propose, but you were being very weird and I didn't know exactly why. And so, luckily her parents hadn't told her I had spoken to them, because we met in the middle. We went to lunch or dinner together. I, you know, asked them, and they asked very similar questions that Tim did to you. So, you know, talk to them. Very nervous, you know, but respect the crap out of her parents. They're super cool. So nerve-wracking. But so luckily they didn't tell her, because otherwise that would have – because, like, I did this in, like, 3 days. I went to Sundance, found the spot. Next day, asked her parents. Next day, proposed. Like, I got it done.
That's big. Wow.
Like, because I knew – there's one thing.
Back to back.
I'm terrible at keeping secrets from Carly, so I knew I had to do it quick. Because otherwise, I'd be like, I'm proposing next Saturday.
Yeah, see, I'm not good at lying. I mean, like, I'm good at stupid lying, but real lying, I'm not good at real lying.
I'm great at lying, which is not a good trait to have. I'm great at lying. Not to Carly. Well, she's my person. I just want to tell her everything. I hear something, I'm like, I find something out, I tell her, right? Like, heck, me and her, we've been together for the last 3 years. We haven't made it to Christmas without giving each other our gifts. So let's put it that way. So that's hilarious. How good I am at keeping secrets with Carly. Anyways, we get up there. I was so nervous. Like, I'm a person that's kind of like, if I'm nervous, like, I'll kind of like, you know, wait to do it, you know, like, okay. You know, kind of like you're on the edge of a cliff, going to jump off this 60-foot cliff in the water. You're like, okay, I'm going to go. Okay, hold on. Okay, now I'm going to go. Oh, wait, no, not yet. You know, like kind of pump fake the jump off the cliff, right?
Yeah.
Well, Mom had a camera on the way up to the bridge, kind of hidden into a bush, so it would have been behind us when we walked past it, and then one at the end of the bridge. Well, you can see the one at the end of the bridge. There's not really a bush at the end of this bridge, and it's a very short bridge. It's like 10 feet. So the bush one, obviously hidden, but at the end of one, like, there wasn't a good spot to hide it. So it's like, it's clearly, it was like on the side, but it's still visible once you pass it. Well, I got so nervous that I was like, okay, I'm going to like walk past, do a loop, and then come back. Was my head thought, because, like, I was like, I was just so nervous. Like, I was like, I can't do it right now. I can't. Like, I couldn't.
My body
was like sobbing, but then I was like, I can't do that. Like, my brain was fighting itself. It was like, no, you can't do that. You've got to get down now. Like, we can't walk past. She's going to know. So then, like, if you watch the video, and maybe I'll put it on our Instagram or something so y'all can see it. But, like, if you watch the video, like, I very quickly, like, just stop and turn around. Like, I'm just like, Carly, I love you. Like, I'm sure I didn't say it that fast, but that's what it felt like to me. And, like, what I needed was time to slow down, but time could not have been going any faster.
I know, bro. And I don't know. I'm sorry to
butt in right now.
But just what you said, like, where you turn around, you're like, Carly, I love you, like, really fast. Yeah. And I was like, I know, like, how important that moment is for me. And so I can only imagine how important that must have been for Leah and also, you know, for you and Carly. So it's like, I don't know about you, but I'm already not that much of a romantic guy. You know, I'm not like all poetic and I say these like romantic things. You know, it's like,
as the kids say, like, I don't have a lot of riz.
Yeah, seriously. The riz levels are low.
Low, minimal. We're definitely Ryan Oldham's children.
Yeah, you know, we just get away with height and good looks.
That's about it.
That's all we got going for us.
Well, and we're nice. We're gentlemen. That we're good at.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Respectful. Gentlemen.
Respectful young men.
Yeah.
And our so game, like, per se, is not great.
It couldn't have been, like, a worse combination of events, though, of where I need to be at my peak of romance and, like, of a speech, you could say.
Yeah.
But I'm also the most nervous I've, you know, ever been to have to perform, in a sense, you know, to have to, like, give that speech. So it's just such this bad combination because it's, like, I couldn't remember anything that I had rehearsed beforehand.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, because you rehearse it, and it's like, and obviously it's not like this, like, crazy, like, blah, 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 blah. It's just like, it's like three short phrases, you know, like,
but maybe a little memory or something. Something good to say. Yeah.
Yeah. And like something unique and special.
Yeah.
So when I go to tell her the stuff, I literally, it poof.
Blank.
My mind is white. You know, there is nothing there.
I want to get, we need to have Carly and Leah come and kind of tell their side of the story. Because
we should do that next episode.
Getting our POV from this episode. We need Carly because I did the same thing. I'm sure, I just thought now, like, I wonder if Carly was talking to me on the way up to Sundance, because the entire drive up there, I was thinking about what am I going to say? Because like you said, I'm not super smooth with the words and like what to say to Carly. Like, I just know that I say I love you to Carly and it makes her happy, or I tell her she's pretty. But that's for most girls, you know? Like, I've never been like, oh, you're the
sun. And you say that every day, you know?
Yeah, like, you're the sunshine after a storm in my life. And, you know, like, I'm not this, like, you know.
After the storm that was in my life when you came in, you were the rainbow.
Like, yeah, like I'm not going to say that. I'm not that guy. I don't have that just to whip out, right?
So it's not programmed in us.
It's like, in my head, the whole drive up, I'm just thinking, like, hey, Carly, I love you so much. You make me the happiest man I've ever been. You know, you make me so much better. Like, you know, something like that. Like, just like, you know, and any shape of words I could, I just want to tell Carly she's perfect, right? And yeah. I'm sure is what you wanted to say to Leah in some phrase. And so the entire drive up, that's all I was thinking about. So I wonder if Carly was like, hey, talk to me. And I'm just, you know, like,
you're just mumbling, yeah. Like, yeah, just like, mumbling like a crazy man.
She's like, what's wrong with this guy? She's like, is hilarious. He okay? Is he about to drive off this cliff? Like, is he...
I know. People might think like, oh, he didn't... They're not going to share what they said because it's too personal.
Remember.
I'm not going to share... I was like, I don't remember what I said at all.
Don't remember.
Not a clue. Don't have a clue over remember it's what I said.
Blanked out for that part.
I know I said at the beginning I said I love you, and I know at the very end I said I want to spend the rest of my life with you, and then that's what like led into the knee.
Yeah.
But in between that, no clue. Do not remember.
How do I know I forgot? Immediately after, because mom and dad were there, they kind of come out like, hi. And mom was like, what did you say? And I go, I don't know.
Like, I don't have a clue.
A minute after, I had no idea what I said. And to this day, I don't remember. I don't even know if Carly does. I'm sure maybe...
I know. My mind went on to the autopilot Gabe, and that's why I'm saying it must have been a disaster, because autopilot Gabe is not a romantic, so
can't be good.
It had to have been terrible. And so I remember telling Leah, I was like, I'm sorry what I said was lame. And she was like, no, it was good. Like, it was perfect. I was like, I'm sorry it was lame. Like, I just felt bad about that. I was like, I know, I don't even remember what I said, but I don't think it was even that good. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You can make up for it through the rest of your guys' lives together. That's literally what I thought, because I thought the same thing. I was like, man, whatever I just said was so stupid. I guarantee it.
Yeah, no, seriously. The regret instantly starts coming in.
The thought process was just like, I'll make up for it. Don't worry.
Yeah, but for me, I'll tell you what, though.
Years of marriage, I'll make up for it.
For me, it was just like, hey, it was a surprise. We got it on video, and she is dressed up and pretty. I don't care. It
she
happened.
She has a smile on her face.
Yeah, it worked.
It worked out. That's all that matters. No, for sure. I totally agree. No, when you sent it, it was me and Carly were just so excited because, you know, obviously Carly loves Leah. You know, they're already very good friends. And I haven't talked to Leah nearly as much as Carly, but in the moment that I met her and the few times that I have talked to Leah, she's just a super cool dude. So we're super happy for you guys. Super pumped. We're excited for Leah to be an Oldham. I guess I'm assuming Leah's going to be an Oldham. I'm assuming she's taking your last name, but no.
Just keeping the Anderson?
I like it.
No, I'm just kidding. She's taking the Oldham.
Gabe's like, actually, I'm taking her last name.
Actually, I'm taking the Anderson. We decided we wanted to be first in the ABCs.
There you go. Like, actually, we're making a hybrid of our name. It's going to be Oldham.
And Oldham. Oldham.
It's going to be Oldham. We're just switching the O. It's Oldham.
Just so we can be first in the lunch line.
I love it.
Our kids can be first in the lunch line.
First in the lunch line. Heck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
That's sick, dude. Okay, so when are you getting married?
August 3rd here in Tucson. Tucson Temple.
Yes, indeed. I took time off for it. I will be there.
That's big.
I'll be
there. Got my best man coming. That's good.
Gang, gang. No, I'm pumped for you, dude. Yeah. Wait, I had one more question. Hold on. What did we just talk about? Okay, so you were nervous. blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay, so what did you guys do afterwards? Like, did you go to Red Lobster?
Nah.
What kind of, what did you do after, and kind of what was the conversation after? Because that conversation with Carly for me was really fun.
Oh, no, it was so fun because the nerves are gone. You can, like, just be like, oh, my gosh, I've been lying to you this whole time. I don't have to lie anymore. Thank goodness. Like,
dude, that stress, I've never felt so much stress in my life. It was almost euphoric, that, like, giant boulder coming off your shoulders.
Oh, you felt free. Gavin, you do, like, any boy out there who hasn't proposed yet,
you don't know.
Any man that has proposed and is married, they, you don't know what's going on, and they can relate to what's going on. It's almost like you, it's almost like you were a, like you were asleep. You were having an out of body experience almost.
Yeah.
And then it's like as soon as you propose, it's like wham, like your body and spirit come back together, and you're like, what happened?
It feels so good.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so what did you top do tier. After? Kind of what was the conversation afterwards? What did you guys talk about?
So, yeah, talked to Johnny and Jonna. They obviously said, like, we were waiting on you, Gabe, and you were just sitting in the back like an idiot of the car. I was like, I was waiting on you guys.
They're like, well, no, we said something.
Yeah, like, we took pictures and stuff like that. I called mom. Then we called Leah's mom and all that. And then we just drove back to Leah's mom's house and hung out there. Went and just got McDonald's, like the whole, heck like yeah. Her family, Adrian, Johnny, me and Leah, just all of us went and got McDonald's, went back to Annie's house, and then just had this like random dance party. It came out of nowhere.
I love it.
Like when I say a dance party, I don't mean like, oh yeah, we just kind of, no, like probably like an hour of us like hardcore dancing, like just yes. kept putting songs on, you know, like throwbacks, like hit the whip, nay nay, like cringy stuff like that, you know, like all the way back. And we were just going hard, literally, like I was like literally sweating hard. Like we went hard for like 30 minutes to an hour.
I love it.
So yeah, that was pretty much it. And then we drove back. And then when me and Leah drove back, I told her like everything, you know, like how I, the conversation with her dad and all that. And yeah, it was cool.
That's awesome. Heck yeah, dude.
But yeah, it was like fun to be able to just tell Leah everything that was going on and be like, yeah, like we didn't know.
Just get that all off your shoulders. Yeah.
Yeah, literally. And like even Annie was like, I'm sick of lying to you. Like, I'm so glad that I don't have to lie to you anymore. It's hard, man. It is. Like, you think like, oh, it'd be easier to just be like, oh yeah, we're going over to Aunt Megan's house for this or that, you know, but it's like, well, cause like people have said this before, like once you make one lie, like just the lies will stack on it, you know, because you have to cover that lie. So you make another lie to cover that lie. And that's exactly how it works. Like when you make one lie, that especially like even with this part, it was like you just had to keep stacking lies on it. And so it got so overwhelming because, like I said, it could have been easy just to be like, oh, we're doing this. But then I needed to make a lie for her to dress up. Needed to make a lie so Adrian Johnny could be there. Needed to make a lie so that we could get over to the hike and make a lie, you know, like all these lies. It was like, oh my gosh.
Over time it builds up. It gets hard, yeah. No, I totally agree. Well, that's fun. Dance party at McDonald's. What a great way to end the day.
That was the post. That was the post game.
Heck yeah, dude.
But so fun. Yeah, we'll just say that the pump fakes worked. I asked her. I was like, "Did the pump fakes work?" She was like, "Yeah, the pump fakes worked. You had me desensitized to like dressing up and like doing stuff because." Ever since I decided like this is what I'm gonna do it, every day I went out to do something with Leah.
Heck yeah.
And I made her dress like literally every day. I made, and like one time I like got her flowers and her favorite chocolate, and she showed me a video she took. She was like, oh my gosh, I think Gabe's gonna do it right now. You know? didn't do it.
Heck yeah, I got her. You did pump fake.
I was like, yeah, the pump fake worked, baby.
Heck yeah, but, that's dope.
But yeah, and then I asked her, I was like, well, did the future pump fake work, like the future date? And she was like, no, I just thought you were being weird about that. Well, because I was trying to be like weird about it so that she would suspect something. And she's like, oh, he's being weird then for sure. But she was like, no, I just thought you were being weird. I didn't think anything about a proposal.
Gotcha.
I was like, oh, dang.
Hey, it all still worked out.
That was good.
That's dope.
But it was a real good surprise. Like, she was completely thrown off by it. Like I said, she literally didn't even, she's like, even when it was happening, she was like, how did you know you're gonna be here?
I love that. So how far are you in the planning process now? You have a venue, you have a date, is that pretty much as far as you've gone?
Well, got a temple appointment.
Heck yeah.
Got colors.
What are your colors?
Green and like tan.
Green. Heck yeah.
Oh yeah. So you'll have to get tan pants, Leah says.
Tan pants. Okay.
Yeah. Good and then know. I think I'll buy you a tie. I think. I'll have to talk to Leah on that. But yeah, you do need tan pants though.
Tan pants.
Yeah, got like pretty much everything, honestly. Like, personally, I feel like it's already all planned, but Leah's like stressing out, like, oh my gosh, we have so much to plan. I was like, I feel like we've planned everything.
Well, I actually talked to, who did I talk to?
We're filling out our registry right now.
Heck yeah, that's the fun part.
Well, that part's confusing because like Leah's loading stuff on there. I'm like,
are you doing it on Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, just do it on Amazon. It's way easier.
Can you do, like, what was the most expensive item you had on your registry, if you don't mind sharing?
I don't remember what it was. We had,
because
we had a lot of stuff, but people also bought stuff that weren't on our registry. But like we had obviously had like pots and pans, plates. Grandma and Grandpa bought us different pots and pans, but like really nice ones that weren't on our registry, which was nice because like obviously we don't know anything about like cookware, so it's not like, oh, I love this
brand,
Susie's brand, you know, like, but yeah. These people who are, you know, Grandma and Grandpa, who've had
why.
Pause. Bajillion children.
Why is Susie such a cooking name?
I don't know, but it is.
Susie's brand is perfect for cooking. Why is the name Susie just such a, like, this blonde, middle-aged woman, a little chunky, you know, got big hips, and yeah. she can make a dang good casserole.
Susie's casserole. Heck yeah, dude. 100%. Yeah, I totally agree.
Sorry, I just haven't mentioned that. That's hilarious. I love it.
But yeah, like, I don't remember. We also threw some random crap on there. I threw Legos on there.
Yeah, and you put your fishing stuff on there.
And which I got.
And you got. I know. Part of me is like, is anybody even going to buy this? You know? Like, what the heck?
The greatest thing I was ever recommended, and it's awesome. But it was fun for me because me and Carly both enjoy camping, but camping gear. Like camping chairs, tent, sleeping bags. It's a fun activity. It's a fun and cheap activity you can do with your wife, but it is fun. But I don't know how big of a camper Leah is, so that might differ. Like for me and Carly, it's been really fun because now we just got a tent that I didn't have to go and buy. You know,
right? That's cool.
So that was like, and that was recommended from like all the adults. Like that wasn't like some kid was like, you know, like my buddy was like, hey, put it on camping gear. I was like, no, like every couple I talked to was like, throw camping gear on there, at least camping chairs.
That's cool.
I'll talk to Leah about that. So
I know, but we were throwing stuff on there. Like I put an air fryer on there, a microwave, you know, and I'm like, dang, all this stuff's expensive.
Throw it on there. It was awesome. Well, we lucked out because, you know, Carly works for a bunch of doctors. So they hooked us up.
Really?
I have every kitchen gadget you could possibly want.
Really?
Crockpot, Ninja Blend Tech Blender, like it's a dope blender. I got a rice cooker, I got a toaster, I got a pancake pan, I got everything, man.
Oh, and then the second thing about our registry is like we're moving into a small apartment because I'll be playing basketball, and right. So it'll be hard to like pay for rent because I'll have a part time job, but it's gonna be like it'll pay like very small amount of money because
right,
you know, practice and games and stuff like that, and so we were like, you're going to have a tiny apartment. We're like, where are we going to put all this stuff?
That part gets hard. You have to get creative.
Yeah, like, where are we going to put all this stuff? What the heck?
Yeah, no, for sure. I totally agree. It will be kind of hard.
But yeah, it's been fun for the registry.
But it is fun. No, I was talking to Carly because, you know, all of her coworkers, like, they're all married and they're kind of talking about marriages and blah, blah. And so they were kind of just talking because she has a lot of new people in her team now. So they're kind of all getting to know each other, talking about those stories and whatnot. And so then Carly just kind of mentioned that, you know, I proposed in July 17th, and we were married in October. So it's kind of same timeline you guys have. Like it was like 3 or 4 months and we were married, right?
Yeah.
And so they were like, wait, you got married in 4 months? Because like all these girls, a lot of them are LDS. And if they are, they even had longer engagements than us, like, you know, like a year or two engagements, you know, and stuff like that. Like that's a fairly common. And so they were like,
yeah, that's crazy that you say that too. Cause I got engaged and all my teammates and my coaches know that I'm engaged, but they're like asking me like, hey, are you like, are you going to be living in the apartment still? Like, is it okay if we put this guy in your room as your roommate? And I was like, no, I'm going to get married and I'm moving out with my wife once I'm married. And they're like, yeah. What? And I was like, yeah. Like, 3-month engagement? Like, what?
And I, and then I thought about it because I was like, there is a lot of planning that goes into a wedding, right? Then you got colors, flowers, a venue, you know.
Food.
Logistically, honeymoon, like,
planning,
people getting there, you know, like
people getting there, invitations, getting invitations out, giving them enough time to get there,
flower arrangements, like everything, you know. And so I was like, why is it that it's just like, because it is fairly common, like when LDS people get engaged, like it's not a long engagement.
No,
like the longest one I've seen is like 6 months. I've never seen one, at least of people I know personally. I'm sure it's happened, but like of people I know personally. No longer, never more than 6 months, right? Yeah. And so I'm like, why is that? And I was like, oh, it's just because we have, one, an army of people, ready to help, you know? Like,
that's
just
facts, actually.
Immediately, it's like, well, and also, like, also just people who have gotten married recently or have been married and have had successful marriages and whatnot. And so, like, it's like, oh, okay, you need to do this, you need to do this, blah, 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 boom, boom. Okay, you know, like, I'm sure Annie's been on top of a bunch of stuff, too, like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Invitations. I'll get those ready. We'll get them from here. I'm sure she knows a photographer. Everybody freaking does. You know, like, okay, this is the photographer right. We'll use. Like, it's – there's an army of people. You – even at, like, usually as the dude, you don't have a lot of input because you're just kind of like, I'm just going to be there, you know?
Right.
And
right.
I just want – like, room. I don't care what happens. I just want to get married, and I want her to enjoy her day. Like, that's your only care.
Yeah.
So you're like – job. However that happens, I will help with. I don't care how it happens, though, right?
Yeah.
So, like, even in that sense, it's usually, like, the girls kind of doing more of the planning and getting stuff done and blah, blah, blah. Even into that sense, it's almost like even, like, the bride almost can take a little bit of a backseat because she has so much help. Not a backseat. She's obviously, like, helping out, but, like, she gets so much help that it's like, oh, this is way easy, right?
She's not taking all of it on herself, yeah.
And the other thing is, like, another thing that takes a lot of time is, like, people want to get married in, like, beautiful venues. I'm like, name a better or more beautiful venue than an LDS temple. Try. Like, that's the most beautiful place I can think of getting married.
The landscaping, flowers,
around inside. It, the inside, also beautiful. Just everything about an LDS temple is just beautiful. And that's not awesome. Biased by an LDS member. I know many non-LDS members who I've participated in going through temples with them when they have open houses who say the exact same thing to where they're jealous. You know, they're like, oh, I want to get married in there, but they can't, right? So I'm like, you have a free venue that all you have to do is just call and say, I want to get married on this date. And they're like, okay, like that's it. Right. You don't have to pay.
Right.
You just get to go. Like, that's it. Like you, and it's free. And like, that's where a lot of it is. Like, oh, I want to get married in this beautiful venue. Cool, it's going to be $20,000 for the day. It's like, holy crap. And so they have to spend like the next 4 years saving all this money for this beautiful venue. Seriously, when you just have this, again, can't name a better venue than a temple, and you just get to go for free, get to walk in. Your only payment is being a worthy LDS member of the church, you know?
The only problem that we've run into while trying to like plan it has just been that it's going to be here in Arizona in August. Hot. So it's going to be 100 and like at, even at nighttime it's going to be, you know, 90s, low hundreds still.
Toasty. At night. For sure.
It's going to be warm. And then when like during the day when we get married, it'll be up 90s, might even be pushing 100s at the time we're married, you know. So it's going to be like definitely going to have a venue inside with air conditioning.
Hot, 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 baby.
But it's just kind of like the way it worked out. So can't complain too much, you know.
I don't think anyone's complaining.
It'll be
nothing
good,
but happiness on that day. Nothing but happiness.
Yeah, but I'm glad I'm engaged, you know.
And yes. Gabe's engaged.
Coming.
I'm excited for him.
Glad to hear Gavin's engagement process. It sounded very similar to mine.
Very similar.
Except for I was jealous of you because you had more resources than I did, you know.
Oh, 100%. Well, yeah, I could only imagine.
Because you could have been the one. You could have been the one to say, like, oh, hey, we're doing this, and she wouldn't be suspicious. But for me to be like, hey, we're doing this, Leo's going to be suspicious because I'm not from here.
Yeah, I had a lot of advantages on my side. One, obviously from here. Two, it wouldn't be weird because, like, when Carly comes down, like, at the time, you know, Carly lived an hour and a half away, right? So at the time when I went up to there, kind of Carly kind of planned our weekend of what we were going to do. We're going to go do this. Let's do this. This is where we'll eat. Like, Carly even did the driving. Or if I did the driving, it was like, you know, she's like, here, go turn here, turn here. Like, right? Like, I was just a chauffeur at that point. And in the same sense, when she came down, I was just like, okay, cool. This is what we're doing. Like, I planned our weekend together, right? So wouldn't it be weird for me to just be like, we're going here, you know? Like, that in itself wasn't weird, right?
Yeah.
And then the other mega benefit is I'm very well aware of where I am. I can find a pretty place.
You know where different lookouts are and different places that you could propose at.
So definitely had a little bit more of an advantage than you did, for sure.
I literally had nothing. I thought maybe the temple. I could do it at the temple, but I kind of don't like the idea of doing it at the temple.
Come on, you could have followed in Dad's footsteps.
Yeah. Dad's story was kind of good, though, with how he did it.
Dad's story is hilarious.
Grandma.
Gotta love Grandma. Yeah, but no, we're excited for Gabe. Gabe's getting engaged. I'm not getting engaged. Gabe is engaged, getting married. Super stoked. That's awesome.
August 3rd.
August 3rd.
Anyone could come.
Don't come.
Rude.
We don't need random people there. Although, to be fair, most of our listeners at this point are family members. So any family members, please come. But, no, I'm excited. For selfish reasons, I'm excited because I get, half a week off.
Hey.
And Mom paid for my ticket to fly down, so.
Hey.
Let's go. So, pumped about that. We're super stoked. Fun episode. Honestly, enjoyed this episode a lot. I was excited. This is the first time hearing from Gabe about the story. I heard a quick version from Mom. In fact, pretty much the only detailed part was when you said when she was like, how did we get here? That's the only really detail I got from the story. So it's fun to hear it for the first time. I guess we'll see you guys next time. You guys can find us anywhere on TikTok or Instagram at TheXLPod. I know I've promised this way too many weeks in a row. I promise I will put things on there. In fact, I've already
We got some good content now with this engagement episode. So
I've made a bunch of clips already. I'm just downloading on my phone now. So it is in the works, I promise. But yeah, you can find us there. Find me at Gavin_Oldham on pretty much any form of social media. Gabe, where can they find you?
Gabe Oldham on Instagram, Twitter.
Sick. Yeah. Well, Gabe is a engaged man, soon to be married man. And we'll see y'all next time. Peace.
See ya.